coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Wow, wow. So through my spirit, see, imagine something is happening. I don't like it. I'm not so good about it. I don't feel so good about it. So what do? I turn my mind on God in prayer. That means right now I'm beginning to think of the spiritual. Then my spirit through prayer is in contact with the Spirit of God. So what am I about to do? I'm about to play from the divine realm. I'm about to participate in the divine experience. Do you get it? So I'm about to act like a God because Jesus said, I am. So I cannot cry and fall back and regret and feel like I'm a victim. I can't act the victim now. You see it? Because I participate in the divine experience. I'm a partaker of the divine nature. There's a divine nature. Theosphosos. The God kind. I'm of the God kind. I'm of the God kind. See, I was of the mankind. But when I was born again, I became of the God kind. Are you getting it? So when you are feeling dejected and trampled on and feeling like you're a victim, then you are playing the mankind. But you gotta play the God kind, brother. Hallelujah. And that we do through prayer. So that's what all the churches of Christ should have done in 2020. Well, thank God we stayed most of them to get to do it. And things began to change. See? But had they known it, instead of shutting down and running out, looking for where to hide from COVID, and looking for the mask to keep them from being contaminated or infected, they were supposed to just wise up and say, who's king around here? Associates of the God kind. Hallelujah. Then it's okay, now we gotta play in the heavenly realms. You see it? Because they're trying to class you with all humans. Ha. You remember when Pilate said to Jesus, you don't want to answer me? Don't you know I am the governor? I have the power to set you free. Or to condemn you to death. Jesus, they hadn't said anything all the while. He was like this. They asked him questions, he said nothing. And then Pilate started pissing around him. Do you know who I am? I am Pilate. I have the power of Caesar. I can set you free, or I can take your life. Once he said that, Jesus, he couldn't take it anymore. That's when he raised his head. He said, you don't have any power over me at all.
It was time to reply. Tell somebody there's a time to reply.
Hallelujah. Sit down.
That's when the master replied, "You don't have any power over me at all." Then he practically said, "I forgive you," because he said, "Those who brought me here are the ones that are more guilty." He didn't want to have any problem with. It was like, "You are too small," you know? Hallelujah. And then Pilate got confused. Praise God. So in prayer, our spirits are stirred to contact the Spirit of God, right? Number four, in prayer, we bless. Bless. We bless. To bless is to offer thanks. All right? When you bless God, have you ever blessed God? You bless God by thanking Him. When you bless in prayer, you're doing something. A blessing to God offers thanks. Whereas when you bless men, you are conferring on them the benefits of the God to whom you give thanks. In prayer, we bless. Giving thanks is praising God. How many times, that old song in the psalm, "I will bless thee, O Lord," right? I will, but then they don't. So we would sing the song, "I will bless thee, O Lord." I mean, we sang that song for many, many years. "I will bless thee, O Lord, with the hands of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, I will bless thee." When are you going to bless? I will. There's a difference between "thank you" and "I will thank you." Right? "I will bless thee." So, I bless. Right? So I bless. Bless. So in prayer, we bless. We offer thanks, praise. Number five. In prayer, we prophesy. We prophesy. I said something about that yesterday, right? And I said that prophecy is twofold. One is to speak forth, and the other one is to foretell. Right? Yes. But in prayer, we prophesy. What am I saying to you? Don't let your prayer be limited. All right? Look at number one. what prayer offers you. Number two, number three, number four. You see it? And then look at this, is number five. In prayer, we prophesy. Remember, he said this. That's why until you are doing this, you have not utilized the power, benefits of prayer. Remember what he said. In the last days, said God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The first response from the Spirit being poured out is what? Prophecy. I'll pour out my spirit. Some versions will say, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And the response is prophecy. So, why would you not prophesy? In your prayer, become inspired. That's why you set your mind, you focus your mind on the spiritual. Now, carnally minded people don't set their mind on the spiritual. They don't do that. They are the ones that pray such prayers as, you say, come and pray over this. You say, plus God minus devil. Amen. They have prayed. Because they have no vocabulary to talk to God. That is their own prayer. Plus God minus devil. Amen. Is that prayer? They don't know what to say to God. They're carnally minded.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.